Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're alive. Descendants. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Chapter 9. A Life for a Life. Part 2 of 3.
We got about a block more and it'll be on the rat.
I know where it is.
Well, either way, I have to escort you to the dorms. Just keep your hands where I can see them, Contender. I can't believe they let you keep that sword.
It was mine to begin with.
Uh-huh.
What does it matter now? Aren't I free to go?
Once you're done out processing, there's still the last few couple things to do, you know, exit interviews and such. You'll have to change and get ready for those.
Can't I be done with this?
Not much longer now.
Hey! Wait up.
Who the hell is that?
She doesn't matter. Let's just get there.
Oh, it's you. You supposed to be here, Nakoma?
You freaking did it. I can't believe it. Look, I'm really sorry about your friend. You two put up a hell of a fight. I wish things turned out differently, but you did what you had to, and it's over.
Aren't you supposed to be gone? Didn't they pay you already? Get the fuck away from me.
I just wanted to...
Do you have any idea what you've done? You're responsible for this. Leave me the hell alone.
I gotta agree. The Contender's no longer your concern. Move along.
No one asked you, Seal.
Hey, aren't you Mrs. Moneybags now? So why are you still sticking around here?
I don't know.
You got 2 hours in the dorms to get yourself ready.
Whatever. I want it over already.
I'll be back to escort you and the other winners to the next event. See you then.
Wait, they're already back?
I was wondering when you would get here.
Nick, you're here.
No. Get off of me. Back up.
Nick, wait, what? I'm so glad you're okay.
Oh, I am far from okay.
You know everything that happened?
Oh, I saw it all. All of it.
There was nothing I could do about Lisa. We had a plan. She decided to change
you,
it.
You told me that you were a protector. You promised me.
And I tried. I did everything possible. She just...
died.
How can you put all of this on me?
You are field trained. Spent years doing it. Everything you prepared for and then this?
What the hell could I have done differently? Do you know what I went through in there? What I'm going through now after losing her like that?
Yes! Yes, I do. Before we were sent in, you said that I didn't know love. The hell I didn't. I loved her. For the first time in the longest time, I felt like I had something real with someone. And now that's gone. She's gone.
This place took her away, not me.
Yeah. If I had been in there, it would have been different.
You can't know that.
Yeah.
What if that had been me? It almost was. Lisa came back to help me. What if she didn't? Would you be yelling at her right now? Would you even feel the same way if you never saw me again?
I guess we'll never know.
Nick! Nick!
I think we lost them. The infected couldn't keep up.
Tired.
I know. I'm exhausted too.
Tired.
No kidding. Good demon. We'd be sunk right now if it wasn't for you. Is home much further? I mean, it's gotta be around here somewhere.
Dot.
Well, no, but I have a pretty good idea. We're just looking for the entrance. It's hidden and all. Wait. Is that a stable? Please tell me that's the place Puck talked about.
Dot?
That's gotta be it! There's nothing else around for miles! Come on, demon! One last go! Come on! We're almost there!
Dot?
Trust me, I know it doesn't look like much, but there's a lot more to it. The Atlas, it's meant to be hidden.
Dot?
Yeah, this is definitely it! Here, you get off first.
Dot.
I'm hungry too. I think there should be food in here. We just need to find the entrance. Huh. No shit! Here's the elevator lift. It's under the hay, just like Puck said. You gotta activate it, though. Should be a trigger around here. Look for a way in.
Dot.
I don't know, like a hatch or lever or a button?
Dot?
A keypad.
Dot?
A keypad? Shit.
Dot?
I don't know the code.
Dot?
I don't even think Puck did. He said they were changed all the time. But they fixed the stable and the pad. So, that's something. Shit! I have no clue what it is. There's power at least, but...
Dot?
Damn it! I thought this would have been it, you know? But the only thing this place is useful for now is just to get out of the sun. Maybe wait till it gets darker. At least Demon has something to eat. We'll need him if we have any chance of getting out of here now.
Dot? Dot?
What?
Dot.
Oh. It's called the Atlas. It's an old missile silo.
Dot?
No. Calm down. It's not like that anymore. It's very different now. At least that's what I was told. There's a bunch of converted rooms, places to grow food, gun range, movie theater, anything you can imagine. I was told it was almost magical. And my mother used to live here.
Dot.
They were right. There's nothing out here. That's why no one can ever escape Prim. I'm sorry, Dot. I really am.
Dot.
What? What are you saying?
Dot.
If all this wasn't hard enough, I can't even really talk to you. It's just...
Dot.
Yeah, thanks. You're probably right. We're gonna be okay.
Dot!
What? What'd I do? You hurt or something? Oh my god. The cuts on your back, those still hurt you?
Dot.
What did they make you do? Digging? That's what you did in the work camps?
Dot.
Did they know who you were?
Mm-mm.
But they found out.
Dot.
Jeez. Look at you. Got scars all over. Some of these are old. Are those from before? When we were getting blood drawn, they said you were in some city. God, what was it called? City of Lost Souls or some shit?
Mm-hmm.
How long were you there for?
Died.
You're rocking. What? Oh, baby. Since you were a baby.
Dot.
Oh, a little older? No wonder you can't read or write, but at least your charades are working.
Dot.
I'm sorry. I just... That must have been awful. You were by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Living alone? In a city filled with infected? Jeez. And I thought I had it bad.
That... Mm-hmm.
Oh, me? As a baby?
I
grew up at Lake Matthews. It's this little town outside Westport's borders. A ways out. That's where people are processed before they're let into the city-state. My mom raised me there. My dad? He died long before I even knew of him. But they met here.
Todd.
I know. It's weird. And again, it's a long story, but I didn't know all of it until recently. Damn! Her letter got wet! Fuck! We're still good. Still good.
Dot.
My mom left me this. A note. Sent it to Puck before she died. He's, well, an old friend of mine, I guess. Was here when my dad was here. I snuck it in my boot before the arena. Be damned if I let anyone else have it. It's the last thing I have left from her.
Dad.
What does it say? It says, "To Samuel V. Puck, Anita trusted you, so I will too. Help Alex become a man like his father." That's it. But I guess it says everything. Growing up, I never really thought my mom cared. But also, I didn't know what she went through before. Life hit her pretty hard. I'm sorry. This is nothing compared to you and...
Die.
I don't know. Part of me always felt like the better version of my mom was left behind here. At the Atlas. That was when she used to be happy. Before she became broken.
Died.
I know. Who isn't broken in some way anymore? The way this world is, that's what it does to you. Growing up, I didn't understand that. Or her. Just got so angry. Maybe she was really just trying to protect me from what everything was like outside our home. Thanks. I'm fine. Really. I never talk about her. Maybe it's easier if I tell someone who can't talk back.
Todd.
Yeah, I mean that in a good way. We were so close to getting somewhere. Almost felt like my mom wanted us to find this place. I mean, Demon led us right to it. Almost feels like she's still here.
Die.
Hey, Demon. You know the code? They give that to you? I suppose I could try all 9,999 combinations.
Dot.
Probably get locked out for sure if we do that. You know, this place would have made it possible to go back to Prim. Do something about everything we went through. Help the others. I just really thought this was it, you know? Right, Mom?
Dot!
What?
Dot!
What about the note?
Dot!
I don't understand you. What?
Dot.
Stop. Okay? Don't tear it even more. It's already been damaged enough. What? What'd you say?
To
Samuel V. Puck, Anita trusted you. I don't get it.
Oh,
wait. You think that's part of the code?
Dot.
Samuel V. Puck. Wait. V isn't Puck's middle name. He said that my mom got his name wrong. V could be a 5.
Todd!
2? Sam, that could be an S, so 7 on the pad, and Puck is a P. 7 also. That'd be 2757.
Dot?
Damn. I thought we had something there. Maybe there's something else we missed? At least you have more words now. Number 2? Can you say that again?
Shot.
Damn. Really? Gone already? I mean, we can keep trying. Maybe eventually it'll stick.
Dot!
No, shit! Back up! Back up! The code actually worked! Just took a second for the elevator! So, did we get in?
Dot!
Well, what about Demon? Well, I guess he wants to stay out here. Mom did want me to come here. This note proves it.
Dot.
Damn. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Dot.
Okay, here goes.
Descendants will continue after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now, back to Descendants.
The Atlas is still running. I knew it.
Dot.
Yeah. I think we're safe. I don't know if anyone would still be here. There's only one person I know would be able to. And I'm not even sure they're alive at this point. What was it? 2010? It's been almost 17 years.
Ugh.
Yeah. This place has seen better days. It's a parking garage. The previous owner had a thing for cars. Don't know if the gas in these would have held out this long, but if they work, we could give Demon a rest. Enough fuel, and we could even drive back to Westport. This place for sure has guns. I could replace this damn crossbow. I hate this thing.
Dot.
Yeah, I think there might be food too, but it could be old. Pretty dark. Wonder where the light switch is.
Dot?
Jeez. All right. Nice work.
Dot?
I don't know. What the hell is that? It's coming from inside here.
Ooh.
This was the auto shop, I guess. I think this would have been where she... No! Don't touch that!
Dot?
Is that... Mom?
Hello, Alex.
Oh my god. Mom!
If you're hearing this, that means you've figured out the message I sent. Well done. I have no idea if you'll ever come here, but I wanted to give you the option if you needed a place to go. With all the uncertainty in the world, this is one of the few locations I knew to be safe.
When did she record this?
You left for training in Westport a few days ago, so...
Well, there you go.
Maybe this will end up being like a graduation gift. Lucky you. I only came back here to activate your code, add a few extra security protocols. And then I will head back home to Lake Matthews.
She died before my training was over. I almost didn't finish because of it.
I'm sorry. For one. I know how hard it is to talk, and I have not been the easiest to get along with. It's not fair. I know. But when I look at you... I see pieces of the people that I lost. Your father. And Anita. I swear if I didn't see you come out of me, I wouldn't even think you were mine. I'm sorry, that's not funny, but... It's easier to say to the camera than it is to you.
Guess that's where I get it from.
Maybe you'll never see my message. Maybe this is just a huge waste of time,
I'm here now, aren't I?
And you may see it long after I'm gone. But it's worth it if you do. I don't know, if you ever do, I just want you to know that I am very proud of you. You are becoming every bit a man like your father was. Alex. I wish things could have been different. That we all could have been... I don't know, a family? Whatever the definition of that is anymore. But one thing I have had to learn is that so much of our lives is outside of our control. Whatever happens, happens. And I wish that I was stronger in dealing with all of that. Whenever you find this, if you do, know that I love you.
Dot.
Gosh, I love you, Alex. And I have always loved you.
I love you, Mom.
And even though I wasn't always there for you, I will always be with you.
Oh, Dot. Alex.
Hey, that's four words now.
Dot.
I have to go. Before someone finds out that I'm here. Those books on the desk behind you, that is every schematic and operating manual for the entire facility. I made sure to document everything in case anything broke. And yes, believe me, it does and it will. I hope you can make this place your own. Well, unless she's still here. I love you, Alex. Bye.
Can't believe it. Mom really did want me to find the Atlas. And we're here. And I got to see her. It's just...
Dot.
I guess this place is ours. Unless...
Dot. She?
Oh, her? I guess my mom's referring to...
Me?
Dot! Oh, shit! Gloria?
Who else would be here?
Now, mind telling me who the hell you are? And how the fuck did you get into my Atlas?
To be continued in the next episode of We're Alive, Descendants. And now a word from our sponsors.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You've been listening to We're Alive, Descendants. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Starring
Jatan Gilbert as Nicholas.
Hajin Cho as Vera.
Austin Trace as Alex.
Christy Carlson Romano as Gloria.
Aaron Breen as Rhonda.
Vanessa Bourne as Nakoma.
Briarly Bishop as Dot.
Brandon Burns as Seal.
And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by Michael Keane, K.C. Wayland. Produced by K.C. Wayland. Editing and sound design by Gino Jang. Assistant editing by Tim Mulhern. Infected sound design by Michael Keane and Gino Jang. Mastered by Gino Jang. Original music by Robert Mai and Danny Burkov Hopkins.
Score assistance by Evan Tamani.
Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer, Victoria Cheng. Script supervisor, Gino Jang. Production assistants, Isabella Miller and Holly Megan Scott. Audio production manager, Victoria Cheng. Social media manager and videographer, Gino Jang. Co-produced by Rusty Quill. Executive producer, Alexander J. Newell. Chief Marketing Officer, Callum Dougherty. Marketing Assistant, Hattie Quinlan. Network Liaison, Tom Park. For more info about the show and a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wearealive.com. Access exclusive content and lore on our Patreon and follow us on social media for regular updates. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.